Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
How's my hair look?
Which
fuck your hair,
yeah,
Dan.
Which hair, Dan?
Seriously.
This one right here looks
that
weird.
Stupid green jacket. What are you, some kind of fucking golfer?
Well, that's the first time in the
The
first time in human history that Jared Taylor correctly identified a sport.
It's true.
Oh, that's true.
It's true. So. Although he is wearing a jersey today, if you're not subscribed to us on YouTube, you should be. Jared, is that a Lincoln's Box Seats official jersey?
This is a Lincoln's Box Seats baseball jersey.
Why did you decide to not wear the grill on the show today?
You know what? I've misplaced it.
Oh, God.
How does one misplace a grill? Oh, God.
I don't want to know this story.
I was keeping it in my back left pocket.
Gross.
And then I changed. So it could still be in there. It might be on my dresser.
So I was eating ass.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
if it's inside someone right now, you can feel free to tell us.
The amount of DMs I got that said, I want you to eat me out with that fucking grill in was disturbing.
That's a weird request.
Really,
this is what it took.
I think that's an accurate request. I remember when Paul Wall was huge.
Everybody, you know, I don't doubt anyone anymore.
No. And it is ass eating season. We're in October. This is the time to do it. Well, were they saying front or back?
What?
They weren't specific. It was just I was getting quite a few DMs.
I just want to get eaten out.
Women too.
If a girl says I want to be eaten out, to me that's dealer's choice.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm hungry for that day.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot like Vegas these days.
Dealer's choice.
Oh, yeah. Dealer's choice on this one. What do I feel like?
Oh, man.
Pull out a little tiny fork and knife.
That term brings me back. Like, it makes me feel like we're in eighth grade again. Because I remember, like, the whisperings of, like, the rumor mill of, oh, my God, did you hear Bobby ate out Jessica?
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal.
You just don't say that. You just don't say that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've retired. I think
we've retired. What are you supposed to say, Jesse?
Do you remember stabbing? Did you stab?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what?
Stabbing.
We weren't on the stabbing, but that I remember Captain Stabbing's cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what's stabbing?
Boat porn.
Yeah. Stabbing?
It's fucking.
It was a 90s term?
Yeah, 90s term for fucking, yeah. And anybody who had a Volkswagen, it was the stabbing wagon or, you know.
Right?
That was the whole
thing. And it was such a gross term to me that I remember.
Volkswagen was stabbing wagon because serial killers chose to drive Volkswagens mostly. That's what
I
came from.
I don't think that's true.
And that's actually not accurate.
The Volkswagen Beetle actually was the choice of serial killers in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s.
Well, we've had 30 years since.
That could be a fact. It couldn't. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you know,
the kids now use Smash, and it's just
smashing. I don't like.
Yeah, I heard.
What about digging?
I heard a bunch of like
guts.
Teenagers on a dock sharing their basic white girl sex stories the other day.
I
smashed her. It's like. Oh, you're dumb.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Smash.
I like
digging in her guts is a little too much, Dan.
It's aggressive.
Like
but
guts.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
How do you
don't say that?
How do you compliment a woman on her vagina in a polite way?
I do all the time.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And
but
how do you do that, Jared?
Because
you can't say
that was bomb ass pussy.
I can't say, like
the P word is offensive to some people.
Yeah, I say you have a very well put together gine.
Yeah.
Ah, I like that.
I like magical.
It's all just nice. It's nice looking.
What? Magical is a good term to use.
Yeah.
Magical?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Magical is fine.
Magical what?
That bush
magical.
Is lit. I like that bush is lit, fam. You know?
It's lit right. Like Moses, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The bush is coming back.
The bush is coming back. I welcome it back, too. I don't frown
you know,
upon
it's been
that.
A while. You know, it's been 20 years of the same thing. Fuck it. Do something different.
Bring it back, dude. Bring back the bush.
By the way, Jared and I developed this product called Gine Shine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember. It's a lot like turtle wax.
It's a wax.
Yeah, it's a wax. Yeah. Very much
that's
so.
That's a Gine Shine Gine. That's the slogan. That's a Gine Shine Gine.
That's a Gine Shine Gine. It's great. For sundress season, so it's not for the winter.
No. Just in case you go mail in the row and your skirt blows
March
up, you want like the
yep.
you want a
cuffing
nice crisp
season ping. Is in. Dan, are you partaking?
Yeah.
No.
What is it?
I'm considering it.
What?
Oh, Jared Taylor's considering getting into a fucking ill-timed relationship. Holy shit, folks.
Cuffing season? Is that what you said?
Cuffing.
It's you girlfriend up for the winter.
Yes.
You always, okay. It's October. You find the girlfriend, you know, and then March 1st, you're done. Like, that was it. You just needed it for the winter, you know, all the holiday parties.
Correct.
Sure.
Like, anybody who went to school up north knows you've got to get a winter quarter girlfriend because it's too fucking cold to go to the bars. However, Jared, you live in San Antonio, Texas. So,
well, here's the thing. You have a different. Okay, I've never heard that before because I learned about this when I lived in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And that's because Fort Walton and Destin is a giant tourist town.
Yes.
So October, like, 5th, it is like a light switch. The town goes from, you know, having an influx of 70 to 100,000 people that are just there for weekends to ghost, to back to the normal population. So
locals only.
The whole thing was locals only.
Yeah.
You girlfriend up a local until March 1st when
the season starts again.
New people come into town. So it's like, okay, there's a mutual understanding there. It's like, hey, you know.
Is it mutual, though? The girl probably doesn't know, right?
The girls that I chose were always like, yeah, dude, March 1st, like.
Here's what we're going to do.
We got tourists coming into town.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make an official Drinking Bros cuffing season contract.
Let's do that. Let's put it on the site. Yep. You can download it.
Yes.
You submit it. And I think we need a cuffing season shirt, too.
Oh, man. Cuffing season shirt would be great. What would be the exact dates for that? You probably want to go November through February.
I think November 1st through March 1st. March it's November 1st, yeah. 1st through March 1st.
Yeah, okay. Well, the end of February.
Yeah, because if you go November 1st, you still get to be slutty on Halloween, which everybody loves to do.
Correct. That. Yes.
So you're not. It's the day after a new relationship. Yeah,
exactly.
Day after, you go for it. Let's do a cuffing contract.
Yeah.
Dan, you and I have to partake. We have 6 days to fucking find a
seven.
Easy.
That's 31 days in Halloween, but sure.
October?
Should
October.
Be easy.
Yeah, so, by the way, just to cap the end of it, Valentine's Day is the 14th of February. That gives you another 2 weeks to cut that shit out after
Correct.
Valentine's
so
Day.
So that it's not just right after.
Yeah. I mean, Valentine's Day is your last hoorah. Like, you go,
you go all out.
Go on a mini vacation, do butt stuff,
you do
the whole
deal.
Yeah,
fun. Sure. Yeah, really get it, and then... And then that last 2 weeks is that transition, like, okay, you know, all right, it's time.
Maybe it's
just like this, and it's you can see it going away, and then boom, the cuff is over.
A week chain, yeah.
Okay.
So maybe you do the threesome on Valentine's Day, because after that it usually takes about 2 weeks for the relationship to end.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Jared?
This is a great idea. I would like to, once we create the contract, though, I really want to see. I want to hear stories from people that actually do it because I want to hear the end of the contract.
You know,
I want to see if both people are entering in with the contract.
Yeah.
I want to see how it goes. I want to see people that are able to do it.
And we'll enforce it too. If we find out that you're still dating after the contract ends, we will fucking murder.
You're done.
Both
problem
of
is
you.
Jared will get married.
We will fucking murder both of you.
I'll go a step further. I think we should have a cuffing court. Where we're the judges, and then we hear their cuffing cases.
We should hear their if they want to stay together and they want to extend the contract for the rest of 2020.
Yes,
they have to submit to us.
Yeah, and say hey,
and we do a show, hearing out their case, and then we decide as the family court judges.
Well, we are going to be filming Drinking Bros Bachelor and Bachelorette in the spring.
You know what? We'll probably push that to March.
Yeah, we should do it after this.
After cuffing season now. Yeah,
yeah, we do after cuffing season. We go bachelor. We go bachelor first. And Dan is the bachelor.
Yep.
I am the host.
Yes.
I come up with the contest on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's going to be that.
So Jared's going to be on some sort of drug probably, and he's just going to come up with a contest right there on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the first contest. I mean, I'm going to buy a pallet of beer.
Uh-huh.
And... All the girls have to drink the beer and create armor out of the beer cases. Best suit of armor, you know, wins. And then
you get,
and then two of them have to fight, and the loser gets, you know, not a rose,
like jousting style fighting.
Yeah,
or something
jousting
like that.
Style fighting.
So you're gonna get a fucking multi tool like a Gerber. right?
Perfect.
Gerber knife.
And a bunch of tape.
And a bunch of fucking duct tape, and that's it.
Yeah. I like all that. And that's going to go down at the ranch in San Antonio, right?
Probably, yeah.
No, we're probably going to do it in North Carolina.
We'll rent a beach house.
Yeah, we could do it at the beach. There's not enough room for
you need a bigger beach. We just need to rent one for 3 days. That's it. This is the condensed version.
And so it's out of season there, so you could get a really cheap rental, like a big house on the beach.
And then mid-March.
We'll select our female contestants. We need eight female contestants and two males for The Bachelor.
Yep. Whoa. Sorry, I thought I heard two males.
No, it's 2019, and it'll be 2020 by then.
Yeah.
So it is what it is, guys.
It is what it is.
Hey,
it's up to Dan to vote them off, and we'll see what he does.
He may fucking just connect with them, though. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe I'll meet
Maybe
I'll meet my best friend.
Oh.
And then we'll start banging each other
for eternity.
I don't know what gay dudes do.
I was making fun of my buddy that's pretty much married to a dude the other day. I was giving him shit.
Who, Nick?
And of course, you know, he fires right back at me. What'd you do Sunday? Probably get yelled at, bitched at, and had resting bitch face all day? Yeah. Me and fucking my dude sucked each other's dicks and played video games, then mowed the lawn together. Fuck you.
I had a fucking blast.
Seriously.
I think that's the lifestyle that you need. You've got two small dogs.
The marketing for gay people is so much better than it is for
straight
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like to go out. You love watching sports. You've got two small dogs. You just need another man to suck his dick.
It's a better... Well, Milo was all over me, so maybe I can steal him.
Whoa. Hey, if you're going to go anywhere, I'd go to Milo.
Yeah.
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 I'd fuck can let Milo take me out.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to the
breaking news.
Oh, you got some breaking news? Fire away.
I achieved a lifelong dream and goal. I was a co-star in a Brandon Rogers video.
No way.
Nice.
With speaking.
Ooh. Whoa. You fancy now.
And it is going to be really funny.
Brandon Rogers, in my opinion, is the best comedian on YouTube by far.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolute fact. And the best part about this is it was Sam. Like, I never thought, I thought he had retired Sam. So I thought, like, I missed my chance to be in a Sam video, which is one of his characters that's my favorite character.
Yeah.
But no, Sam came back, and we have a video where Sam directs a music video.
No
oh
way.
My gosh.
That's great. Yeah. God, Brandon Rogers is the fucking best. Let's get to the news, shall we? We're going to start with the worst of the week. Dan, this was last night, man. We were up late with this one, and this one's an actual true story that's going on.
Yeah, glad Dan was able to speak to Natalie so Dan can really talk about this subject.
Exactly. This is a Green Beret Sergeant First Class Richard Stayscow attempting to sue the Department of Defense for medical malpractice. Maggie from Coffee or Die magazine wrote a piece on this, which a lot of you guys have already read. But Dan, you ended up talking to his lawyer and everything else. You guys got real deep into this last night.
Yeah, I mean, his attorney's name is Natalie Quam, by the way. She's a fucking rock star. She helps a lot of people that are in situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
The short version is that Stayscow was shot in 2004 when he was with the Marine Corps, right? And he eventually transitioned over to the Army. Apparently, doctors left part of the bullet inside of him. And it never showed up on scans for a long time.
Okay.
Which is medical malpractice, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Then in January this year, it started showing up on scans. And not only was it showing up, but it was being documented by doctors. And the progression of it was being documented, but nothing was being done about it. And then he goes to dive school, right? Which is probably the hard. I don't know, Jared, about this, but I think dive school in the Army is probably the hardest school in the entire military.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he starts like coughing his lungs out and all this shit. Turns out he's got stage 3 fucking cancer in his lungs
because of the bullet.
Yes.
Okay. And why did they ever try to attempt to remove it?
I don't know about all that, but now. The problem is that we're dealing with something called the Ferris Doctrine. So it's a Supreme Court case, I believe, that says the ruling was that a service member cannot sue the Department of Defense for medical malpractice,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. And the intent behind it is that if somebody gets an experimental treatment, if they're a test pilot and fucking the plane blows up and they have to get some experimental treatment or whatever the fuck, that they can't sue the government because of that.
Got
so
it.
In principle, it makes sense.
Yeah, but this isn't the 1940s anymore.
Yeah.
We're not strapping people to missiles that we think might work or rockets and things like that. Like, I mean, that's the thing. As you look at this video of Lindsey Graham making a comment, he just makes himself look like a fucking retard. Because he's fucking, he's like, well, you know, we got pilots with experimental airplanes. Like, motherfucker, we've had two new airplanes in the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
The F-22 and the F-35. And they're fifth-generation fighters. We're not experimenting anymore like we were
rocket,
in the 1940s.
Rocket propulsion's been around for a while now. But like, you can take this Ferris doctrine to ridiculous lengths. Like, for example, if you went into, let's say you're a soldier, you get your fucking leg fucked up and it's got to get amputated.
Mm-hmm.
You go into the emergency room on an army base and they cut off the wrong leg, you get shit. Like, you cannot sue the government for that.
Really?
Like, egregious medical malpractice, you cannot sue for it. And that includes your family members. Your family members that are on TRICARE, they go in for a medical procedure on post and they get fucked up, they can't sue.
So who's all to blame here for this? And how do we correct this?
Well, I mean, there's a bill on the table now to fix it, and Lindsey Graham is the one that's kind of fucking just stopping it in its tracks, which is kind of funny because he supported the one for the right for prisoners, people with felonies to be able to sue the doctors that work on them.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't make any fucking sense.
He's the one who didn't support the 9/11 one, correct?
Yeah, he's a total piece of shit. By the way, he's believe a JAG attorney, right? In the Air Force Reserve or some shit like that. Like, Lindsey Graham is a member of the military.
He's a smart guy. Yeah, you wouldn't know that he was a member of the military, but
he doesn't. Here's what happened though. I'll run you through the whole thing. So this got put before Congress, and there was bipartisan support. Jerry Nadler, who's a giant piece of shit, by the way, he is the head of the fucking judiciary committee in the House. So he said, what they had the opportunity to do was the Judiciary Committee could cede control of this and give it to Armed Forces, and the Armed Forces Committee in the House put it on the NDAA, the National Defense Bill, for the year, saying that, yes, this can happen now. They fixed it. They sent it to the Senate, and people generally agree that they should do this again. The problem is that Lindsey Graham is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he refuses to let this go through. It is one man stopping this, Lindsey Graham, who is a veteran himself.
This is bullshit.
He's a veteran himself, and you know what? The biggest part of this is that he's up for re-election this upcoming year.
Yes.
A lot of people up for re-election this upcoming year.
Well, this is where we need the group and everybody.
Yeah.
Get on fucking Twitter and light Lindsey Graham's ass on fire.
Yeah, let me give you a little bit more information on this, too. So his major donors are military-industrial complex whores like Raytheon, General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, people like that. That's where he gets all of his campaign money.
Yeah.
And by the way, when they're doing military contracts, if they expose people to something like depleted uranium, for example, and cause Gulf War syndrome in hundreds of thousands of people, then they can't be sued either because of this.
Man.
So he is protecting his fucking money people.
That's what I was just going to ask. Industrial complex. Why is he doing it? Yeah.
Fuck this piece of shit. This can't fucking happen in this country.
No.
Like,
it shouldn't. And
there's no goddamn
this
way.
This is one of those things we need to come together. I spoke to Tim Kennedy about it today.
Mm-hmm.
He's read in now. He's on board with us. Like we got to call all of our friends.
So, all right, Lindsey Graham has Twitter. I know all of these guys have a direct number.
Yeah.
If we can get his direct number in as well, that would be...
And email.
Yeah, exactly.
Flood this motherfucker.
Because they're government officials, there has to be a direct number and there's got to be an email. So pull that up. But look, this isn't the first time...
Well, no, what frustrates me the most is if you watch the interview, and I'll send you... I think I sent Dan the video file, but I'll send it to you too. It's the way he comments. Somebody, you know, number one, he uses this test pilot thing, which
it's,
you know,
antiquated as fuck.
That only covers this much of a fucking massive spectrum. It's like, shut the fuck up. Your reasoning was dumb, number one. Number two, he's asked by the reporter if he will meet with Richard. And he says, yes, but it's not going to change my mind. Now, Lindsey needs to fucking wake the fuck up and understand, I don't give a shit about his opinion. We don't give a shit about his opinion. We don't need to change your mind, Lindsay. You're going to do what the fuck your people tell you they want you to do, not what you fucking feel like you should do.
Yeah, because you are an elected official. Let me ask you this. Is he close to death, or is he?
He's terminal.
So he is terminal.
Yeah, we're running out of time here.
Okay.
With this guy. And not just like the guy. It's terminal cancer. He's going to die. There's, I mean, unfortunate to say that, and it's kind of harsh, but that is the reality of the situation. And the other thing is the NDAA is going to be passed sometime soon. So we're running out of time on this, and it's Lindsey Graham's turn to step up. And I can tell you this. If you don't, we're going to fuck you up. Like, and you're up for re-election one. That's number one.
Yeah. And we'll be the biggest enemies against fucking Graham's re-election.
We will fucking, like, we will come after you with every fucking resource we have, personally and in the veteran community. And I can tell you that. And also, it's not just about your re-election. We will make you an outcast in American society if you don't fucking stop this shit.
Where? What state is he in? Do you know?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah. And here's his phone number.
We could get a good bunch in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Make him feel real warm and comfortable.
Dude. Oh, we'll. We'll find some of his little galas that he's holding, and we'll show up with a couple hundred of our friends.
Yeah. Read his phone number.
Here's the phone number for his DC office. It's 202-224-5972. Again, that's 202.
Can we put it up on the video?
Yes.
Jamie?
202-224-5972.
I apologize. I'm going to need to hear that one more time. It was in the right ear that I couldn't hear that all the way.
It's 202-224-5972. I want this guy's phone ringing off the hook until he changes his mind.
Yeah, so give Senator Lindsey Graham a call and see if he's willing to let this slide. My one question to you is, if he does, will this open up the floodgates for a lot of lawsuits? Is that another reason why he might be doing this?
Sure.
There's plenty of people probably waiting in line for this with similar stories.
Yeah.
That is not a fucking legitimate reason to not do it.
Not at all.
By the way.
Not at all. Look, this should be, the law should change. Yeah. If you get fucked up in war or in the military, they should pay
for
that. If you
get fucked up by a doctor.
By a doctor.
By a doctor,
doing his job.
Yeah.
Yep.
So give him a call.
You got two choices.
Get him on the fucking
Lindsay.
Horn.
You got two choices. You can do what the fuck is right, or you can not get reelected, and you can be a fucking disgrace to the uniform that you once wore. Those are your two options. I guarantee you, we'll fucking come at you hard, bro. I mean, I don't give a shit about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we will.
I don't give a shit about you or your fucking prestige or your lifelong.
That campaign is going to be a fucking nightmare for him.
Oh, yeah. Look.
We're going to have fun.
South Carolina's teetering anyway, so we'll see. I don't know who's running against him, but
we'll find out. And I don't care what their fucking policies are.
We'll make our own anti fucking Lindsey fucking commercials. And guess what? What's he fucking gonna do?
Yeah. Ask Tim Kennedy if he wants to be on the show to discuss it. That'd be great. Tim's a great guy to have on the show.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll do.
Jamie Harrison is the Democrat running against him right now. The main one, anyways.
Gotcha. Is there anybody challenging him for his seat?
I don't know.
On the Republican side?
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. But
that's the thing about these elections, man. Nobody challenged these motherfuckers for years and years and years and years, man.
It's crazy.
We will. We get an announcement next
week.
It's
our fault.
It is, dude. Look, every American can run.
I mean, we should reach out to this guy running against him, too, about using this as a hardcore pivot in his campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, this is ammo that makes you look like a piece of shit human. This is things that make you, that Lindsey is making himself completely out to what we aren't supposed to stand for, of these big interest groups, these fucking industrial military complex fucking people that he's protecting and all this bullshit. Like, fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck Lindsey Graham. So call him. Give him a call. One more time with that number, Dan, if you have it, please.
Yeah, it is.
Is there an email?
We're going to put it on the screen, but yeah, go ahead.
It's 202.
There it is.
224-5972. So let's show Lindsey Graham the same respect that he's showing our service members.
You bet. We'll give him a jangle.
I know it's early in the show, but this is my get fucked of the fucking century right now until this changes.
Yeah.
Fuck this piece of shit.
Of the year.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's we'll turn to the next story. The scariest haunted house in the U.S. requires a 40-page waiver, a doctor's note, and a safe word.
You guys are now talking about this? I sent this to Dan last year.
So
here's
the thing. So Jesse and I discussed this on Ross Patterson Revolution last year. And then this year and last year. The Netflix documentary came out about it last year.
What is it called? Haunters, The Art of the Scare or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, The Art of the Scare. Yeah, but here's what I had said last year. There was no way, with all of the sensitivity and the bullshit going on, that this would last into this year. And then here we are, and they've been releasing photos of people.
Just weeping.
Nobody's made it through 20 minutes.
What is it, 8 hours?
Yeah, it's long. It's long. And you also get $20,000 if you finish the course.
Correct. And nobody's finished.
The entry fee is 5 bags of dog food to feed the dude's dogs. There's no money involved. You just have to buy his dog's dog food.
And he's a creepy looking motherfucker. Remember that?
Yeah. He's ex-military.
So what I saw last year is that all the people that made it all the way through ended up working for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost all the people that made it all the way through are now part of the show.
Gotcha. Well, nobody's made it completely finished it. There was, I think the longest one was, there was a guy on the documentary who went, he was the furthest to go, but still he was nowhere near close to the end. The photos I saw were pliers on teeth. And these are on the people themselves. Now he wasn't actually pulling out their teeth, and they were soaked in some type of liquid. It appeared as if it was someone else's blood as well.
Yep.
And then there was a cage around one of the guy's heads with holes in it, and it was plastic, and it was just snakes and rodents and you name it. I think, you know, speaking of one guy who could probably do it, there was only one guy that came to mind, and it was Tim Kennedy. Dead serious. That's the guy, right?
The lights would come back on, and all the fucking rodents would be gone. He would have eaten all of them, kind of like Chuck Norris.
Kind of like Chuck Norris.
Yeah, there was a thing on Drinking Bros today that was asking if all of us would do it from the podcast and then share our experience from it.
Nope.
No, because, dude, it's just stuff that, like, I don't want to do. I mean,
it also says you
might be told to eat your own shit. Like, you know what? I'm good.
You
like,
don't.
That's
but also,
not scary.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I've been in simulated captivity before. Like...
They don't tell
you
to eat your own shit, but they'll make you think that you are
eating your own shit. Yeah.
You can't make me think something. If I know that it's not real, then you can't make me think it's real.
No.
I've done too many drugs.
I don't know. Yeah. So I was watching, there's this show, this podcast that's on YouTube, and it's a video. You've got to watch the video. It's called The Hot Ones.
Yeah, it's
about the hot wings, right? Yeah. Every single person that I've seen complains about their asshole. Like numbing up, and they feel like they're shitting their pants, although they're not shitting their pants. Maybe that's part of it. And then everybody's shivering towards the end.
No, but that's part of it though. It's a mental thing. Like I've been on hardcore hallucinogens for extended periods of time, and a lot of things happen, and you have to reconcile with your brain like this is not real. So,
but most people can't do that.
That's correct. Yeah. But I wouldn't be. Here's why I wouldn't be able to do this. I'm going to read some of the requirements to get into this bitch. So, yeah. First of all, you got to be 21 or older. You got to sign the fucking 40-page whatever
check.
The fuck.
Yeah.
You have to complete a sports physical and have a doctor's letter saying you're physically and mentally cleared to do this.
Okay. Done. Can't do that.
Maybe.
You have to pass a background check. We all have security clearances, so that's easy.
You guys do.
Yeah. Their staff screens you via FaceTime to make sure that you're like, not going to freak out too bad.
Sure.
You have to bring your proof of medical insurance. And then the kicker for me is that you have to pass a portable drug test, which I can never do.
No. That's where you're gone.
What the hell? That's a stupid requirement.
It's no fun.
Well, those portable drug tests only really measure stuff you've done in the last like 5 to 7 days for the most part. It's the same ones recruiters use, and you know they're not looking too hard.
really?
They're all, good. We're good.
That's hilarious.
So... reported, this is actually part of the story. Apparently this place is so quote unquote good at what he does. Like the guy is so good at what he does.
Yeah.
That people have sued him for shit that never actually happened because he videos everything.
Yes.
Like they've sued him for shit that never, they'll tell their story and then he shows the video and is like, none of that ever happened. Here's the video. And they're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Super fucked
dude.
Up. It's in Tennessee.
Here's the deal. You'll win 20K if you finish. So if any of you guys out there want to try it, we'll throw on another 5K if you can finish this.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. If you can go do this.
My money's on one guy. When I was reading the story yesterday, Tim Cannon.
Tim wouldn't do it, though.
He wouldn't do it.
First of all, he doesn't need $20,000.
And then B, he's like, this is fucking stupid.
That's my whole thing on it, too. It's like, yeah, I get it. Like, you're gonna simulate. Like, you know what I watched last night? Midsummer. Have you seen that yet?
Mm. No.
None of you have?
Nightstream?
No, what is it?
Midsommar. It's director of Hereditary.
That's how you
it's
spell just, Midsommar.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Second film. But it's kind of down that road. They were drugging these people, so they're like hallucinating and they don't really know. They start to not know what's real and what's not.
So it's MK Ultra. I mean, yeah, look. I heard Hereditary is really good, by the way.
No, it's not.
It's not
super
good.
Fucked up. It is, but there was no ending, and you and I were just like, eh.
It's just contrived.
You know
bullshit.
What, though? Mm? It wasn't. Here's the deal about it. If you go watch Hereditary Explained, like there's a really popular YouTube video on it, it'll click, and you'll go, oh, shit, that's fucked up. I had to do that. I've seen Hereditary like 4 times, but I still was like, okay, what did all the, everybody on YouTube, there's something for everybody on YouTube. I go, am I missing something here? And once I watched that 10-minute video that, like, they show you all the hidden things in the movie of how the director is explaining the story, and then it explains to you what it is, and you're like, oh, shit,
I was going to say, how good can a movie be if it needs explaining like that? But if you remember Donnie Darko, it came with that book. The history of time travel. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah, but I still liked it before that.
It was good without it. But it was, it was
really good
but
without
with
it.
But with it, it was great. Like the explanation of that stuff.
If you
so
here's watch the explanation with... and watch the movie again, the movie will be scarier to
so
you.
Should I watch the movie first and then watch the explanation and then watch the movie again?
No, yes. If you haven't seen it, just watch the explanation first, because then you'll know what you're looking for.
By the way, fuck Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Fuck Lindsey Graham.
Man, you guys almost forgot about that. I feel like. Pretty soon he'll be a ghost, and that'll lead us into our next sponsor, GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros. You get a nice tee on Dan. They got nice T-shirts now.
They do. These are
level up, right? Yeah, level
buttersoft.
Next level.
Yeah. Those are nice. Those are nice tri-blends.
Buttersoft, you said.
They got nice deals there, too, at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest. No one on the internet is doing that. It's like $38 a month.
Yeah.
For them shits. And the look, if you're military or first responder, you know this. You get 15% off everything in the store forever, and that's fucking amazing. For us regular humans, like Jesse and myself, they've got a Halloween deal that is off the goddamn chain, dude. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. There's like some people are getting a wheel, like a little wheel of fortune that rolls
up.
Yeah.
It's a pop-up on the...
And that's a nice fucking thing. Yeah. But it sleeps so good, it's scary, and we're 7 days away from Halloween, Jesse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
I'm decorating tomorrow. What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, this is Halloween.
This is Halloween. There hasn't been a train through here in 80 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how we decorate. Mm-mm. So we decorate in voices.
Every time.
Very old-timey. It is really, really nice,
and
Dan.
And that song is going to catch on.
Yes.
Go, Dan.
If you order your ghost bed now, it'll be here by Halloween.
It will be. Hey, did you get yours, Jared?
Yeah, mine is here.
It is there. Oh, you fuck.
It's great.
Awesome. Take a fucking video of it and pop it up on your Instagram.
I will.
That way everyone can see the world of it.
Not like that, Jared.
I will Friday night.
No, I don't want that. We don't want that video.
After
80
White Claws.
They said, like, the guys from Ghostbed, they're like, look, we'll send Jared a mattress, but it's Jared. We want him to do something fucked up and have it on one of his stories. Because people love your stories.
Yeah, you should have fucked Brandon Rogers on that.
Yeah.
I probably will, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, you can. What's your Instagram story? What's your handle again?
JT Article 15.
There we go. So follow him and then look for whatever fucked up shit he does on his ghost bed.
No, we have all the Sierra Hotel Echo girls in town come Friday night. And I think a majority of them are sharing that ghost bed.
Whoa. They get down like that?
So I'll have to take something crazy.
Yeah. Did they get down like that? Are you going to party with them?
I have no idea. I haven't met him yet.
You're single. We'll You're single, though, still, right? Just checking?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
We haven't started the contract yet. All it's right. not until November 1st.
I thought I'd ask because it's, you know, I have a feeling you're putting out little feelers to girls behind the thing, just saying, hey, wait till 7 days. Let's not go public until 7 days. That's my guess. That's my guess.
No, I told you. I have a year. I've enacted a full 365-day grace period.
Okay. Look, I hope it sticks, but there's no way it will.
You have to know me.
What are you talking about, dude?
You have to know me for 1 year, and then if you've known me for a year and you still want to be romantically involved.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I like that. Looks like you'll be single.
Single from here on out.
Forever.
Yeah. Unless they own a microwave factory for those hot dogs. Next up, we get a Texas.
You got a freezer full.
Yeah, you do. We get a Texas jury that ruled against a divorced dad trying to stop a 7-year-old son's gender transition. Jeffrey Younger filed a petition to get sole custody of his twin sons to prevent the mother from beginning hormone replacement therapy. And a Texas jury in Dallas denied the petition. This one is fucking crazy, man.
How the fuck? Who the fuck was on this jury?
Up. Exactly.
Fuck this jury.
Where was it?
Dallas.
Dallas.
That's surprising,
interesting.
Dude.
Interesting.
Is it?
Let me ask you this, Jared. Is Texas flipping?
No. Not where I live.
Well,
actually, San Antonio is a purple city now for sure.
It is.
Yeah. But yeah. Bernie's not. But San Antonio is not.
Because
San Antonio goes for Democrats more often than not. They voted for Beto.
Oh, yeah.
Beto.
Robert.
Robert, my bad.
Bobby O'Rourke.
Yeah, Bobby.
Because last time we were in Dallas a few weeks ago, and we went out, and I was like, oh, this
a lot of hipsters.
Kinda hipster-ish. Yeah.
It's the same as Nashville. Hollywood is like moving there rapidly because California
and
sucks.
And Austin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because California's full of shit.
Yep.
So, if this is happening in Dallas, then this is definitely starting
to turn.
You know,
a video dropped today of the kid, actually. It was about an hour ago, of the dad asking the kid questions. And the kid's like, yeah, mommy keeps calling me a girl. And she makes me wear dresses.
Ugh.
She says I'm a girl. Like, okay. This woman is fucking crazy.
Yes.
Take the kids away from her.
Yes.
Yeah. If you look,
like, this is cut and dry. Why do we have to get a jury in this? You could go, that woman is
crazy.
But
how can we give hormone replace? How can a doctor even do that?
For
I think is the more interesting question,
yeah,
right?
Because Jesse, as a mom, right? We have two sons as well.
Yes.
Same as this. Could you imagine at 7 years old? Could you imagine them making a decision that says, you know what? I'd like to become a girl.
Can I imagine them making the decision? I mean,
mentally,
maybe, but I would not give anyone any medicine or anything like that hormone replacement until they're
at
past 18. You can dress like a girl. You
can
do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You can figure out if you still like this, but
I feel the same way.
Force it? Like, this is fucking lunacy.
By the way, starting this drug now will almost guarantee this kid will never, ever be able to have children.
Absolutely. And it's like getting kids tubes tied, or I wouldn't give a 7-year old antidepressants. Like, there's the brain and the body is not fully formed. You can't. That should be illegal. This guy shouldn't even have to ask this question. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it should just
up,
be illegal, and you can have, you know, therapy about it until you're 18. But I think
we're living in a fucking crazy fantasy world of some sort. Like, Mario Lopez comes out and says, I don't think 3-year olds are equipped to make lifetime decisions like that.
Canceled.
And he gets
canceled.
Fucking lit up. The nicest human being on earth.
Seriously. That was just posing a question the same way that we're doing. Like, listen, I just kind of feel
we need to. Oh my God.
What?
We need to
start over as a society.
Start over?
No, we need to eradicate the fucking country from these types of people.
Well, it's funny you said that.
It's funny
you said that.
Doctors, though. I mean,
it's the doctors, but it's also people in general. And there was another article that came out today that said 56% of the country supports a civil war, not because of politics, but because of this type of shit too, where it's just like, Come on, man. Anybody who supports this type of shit for a 7-year old, get the fuck out.
Here's what we need. Here's what I want to do. Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Everybody's tracking on that.
Yeah.
We'll separate the country into 7 or 13. I guess it was 13 districts back then.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is underground because they got nuked, right?
Right.
That'll be California.
Yeah.
And we'll separate the country into different districts. Actually, there's no way that the United States should be one country at this point.
Like, no.
It just shouldn't. This is how, and everybody gets all like super flag waving and chest beating patriot. We're going to keep it together. Not really. Why? Why do we need to keep it together? Like, countries evolve over time and become different countries, right? Rome covered most of Europe at some point,
mm-hmm.
even into Northern Africa and pretty much the entire Middle East as well for a little while. So that changed when new people came to power. Different opinions, religions formed, all this other shit. People become different, and it becomes unreasonable to govern them as one people.
So let me ask you this in a roundtable then. Starting with you, Jared, do you go north and south, or do you go east and west on a country split?
East and west.
No, it doesn't really work. I mean,
Let's say you could, right? And you're splitting it into two. Because just based on, and we'll go politics in this one, just based on the election, where it's 50-50.
You want Nevada, Arizona, you want Colorado. Like,
you can't have it all. So you're either east or west or north or south. What do you got?
I'd just go Texas. You know what? Fucking put the wall around Texas and say fuck everybody.
But Dallas is where this is going down right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
So you can't.
Well, we just kick them out, you know? It's our new country. We can.
I say it's not about binary division like that. It's not one versus two. It's like California should be its own country.
Okay, I believe more than two.
I believe that they should be their own country.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they can rent the use of our military.
They can rent the military. They can rent their electricity.
Their
and
water.
They can rent their water.
Yeah,
like and,
that's really interesting.
And their food.
I've never heard renting military and water and.
Well, I mean the U.S.
Well, that's the thing.
Does
is all
that
these
all
argue the people that argue, you know, that are all for California becoming its own fucking nation, and their argument is we're the eighth largest economy in the world. Yeah,
sixth.
But you don't have any resources.
Yeah, they're the sixth
you don't
largest
have your
economy
own water. You don't have your own electric, your own power. You don't have your own defense. So go for it.
Yeah,
I can't
put out fires.
I absolutely think that California should be its own country.
Well, look, California has asked
that. They would love that.
They would love that. They've asked it at certain points. They've also tried to put a bill in that splits it into two as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they wanted to be like 13 new states.
Yeah, and then they narrowed it down
go
to
ahead.
Two. Go ahead.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I don't believe in this fucking, this purest idea of America. Because first of all, we didn't even get the last state until our parents' lifetime.
Yep.
Right, our parents were children when the last state signed up.
Yeah,
right?
Alaska.
So and we were fucking children when the last amendment to the Constitution was made. So get fucked with all this purist bullshit. Like, I'm a constitutional originalist. No, you're not. Nobody is. You can't be. There's 27 goddamn amendments, dude.
Yeah,
you can't be a constitutional originalist.
It changes over time. Yeah.
By the way, if you're a constitutional originalist, then you don't believe in the first. Or Second Amendments, which are ones that we like, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right? We like those?
I can go either way.
Fourth.
Jesse doesn't need freedom of speech,
the
really.
Fourth.
No.
I'm not a big fan
I can go with
of,
two.
not a big fan of illegal search and seizure. I don't want to be forced to incriminate myself. Those are things that would not exist if you were a true quote-unquote constitutional
originalist.
But it's
also like we don't even abide by half the shit. Like, how many dry counties are there and fucking no liquor sales on Sundays and things like that? It's
yeah,
like,
that's a violation of the 21st Amendment.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. And
I'm
going to
sue
exists.
Utah at some point. I'm going to sue the shit out of Utah as a state.
Utah, God, is the
like
yeah,
honestly,
the fucking
I
worst.
If it weren't for the Mormons and how much money. So, you know, the Mormons backed Prop 8 in California, right? They paid for all that shit.
No, I didn't know
for
that.
For those of you who don't remember Prop 8, it was the anti-marriage equality bill
yes.
that happened in California, yep. What, in the fucking early 2000s or
something? Yeah,
yeah.
It was like the last
The Mormon Church spent $23 million on that campaign to keep gay people in a state that they aren't even in from getting married.
That's crazy, man.
And so,
I hate
so,
those fuckers.
Yeah, fuck you guys, by the way. Also, the whole thing with the booze. Like,
it's cut in half, right?
It's cut in half. What do you mean?
I just don't
understand.
It's like
3%.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
understand if you are a person that values freedom. why is your religious views like completely against it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Strange, man. Really fucking strange. Next up, Mayor. Is he Mayor de Blasio?
I've stopped calling him Mayor.
I have as well, because he was in the presidential race and he's out of the presidential race.
I don't even capitalize his name anymore.
What happens to your mayorship at that point? Are you done with that, or do you have to throw it in?
What he should do is tie some... Well, never mind. Let's move on.
Yeah, so, he got an earful from the union head following an attack on an EMT by an emotionally disturbed man. This is a follow-up to last week's piece on the NYPD being treated like shit by their command and by shitbag politicians. Here we go again with this waste of life de Blasio.
Yeah, he's just like constantly putting his fist up his own ass, which I believe... If you continue doing something like that, it probably means you like it.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt.
It's called a De La Hoya.
I tell you what you don't like is the people who fucking serve your administration on a day-to-day basis. And you personally, there are guys around him all the time with guns, right?
Yeah.
All the time that are willing to put their life on the line to protect him. And he's not willing to fucking stop talking shit about them in public. Or get the funding that they need to deal with the fucking ongoing mental health crisis in New York City, which is what it is. EMT guys are getting attacked all the goddamn time by fucking crazy people that just aren't being dealt with. And
right.
When you see that...
That's happening everywhere, by the way.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And none of these guys are stepping up to do anything, guys and women as well. None of them are really doing anything. There's pockets of resistance that are decent politicians that are doing shit at the local level. But for the most part, I mean, everybody knows de Blasio is a shitbag. Like, nobody questions that. And now it's gotten to the point where... NYPD guys are fucking killing themselves left and right. Like, just blowing their fucking brains out all over the fucking place. I think there's been 10 so far this year.
Yeah.
And now, even the EMT, even all first responders up there, the people that we depend on the most in American life, are being treated as if they don't matter. That seems problematic to me.
Same. And it's, look, if you want to do a job like that, we discussed this last week, pay them more then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
Here's the deal. Like, everybody, I understand the conservatives are anti-union a lot of time, and I can understand why, because a lot of, particularly the auto union is just fucked. Like, they've been doing stupid shit for years. But here's how it typically goes. For those of you who are wondering why unions are always pissed off, here's one of the big reasons that they're pissed off. So they'll negotiate lower salaries with the state in exchange for better benefits down the road. And then the state will start having financial problems down the road, and they'll take the benefits away, too. Yep. So not only did they have shitty pay for fucking years to do a very dangerous job, now they're not getting the benefits they were promised to do that job. You'd be fucking pissed off, too. It's no different than fucking the Green Beret we talked about at the beginning of the show. He did a job expected to be taken care of by his government. People that went to Vietnam did a job and expected to be taken care of their government. People in the GWAD expected to be taken care of by the government for the sacrifice they made. Instead, we had guys dying in line in Phoenix at a fucking VA. Instead, we have EMTs getting the shit kicked out of them by crazy people because this piece of shit mayor won't do his fucking job.
Yeah, and look, we've done, because Jared, there's a Drinking Bros First Responders group on Facebook, and we've done a few call-in shows with those guys about their craziest stories. They're always getting attacked.
Yeah.
I mean, always. And I didn't know about the ketamine thing, that they've got to keep ketamine on them at all times and shit like that, which is... nuts. That's a fucking cat tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Just to subdue some of these fucking people. And yeah, look, in LA, when I was there, they were picking up people from the hospital that had like mental issues. And then they were dropping them off downtown. Remember that, Jesse? Mm-hmm. In their nightgowns. Mm-hmm. And they got popped in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m., dropping off like 30 or 40 of them downtown.
Yeah, but there were cities all over the country that were doing that with buses and bringing them to LA and dropping them off downtown. Like, they were bringing their fucking crazies. They were putting them on buses. Mm-hmm. Several cities in Texas, actually, were doing this. Phoenix did it as well. They got caught putting, like, homeless people and crazy people on buses and just dropping them off in L.A.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking
But that's
nuts.
How it is. These motherfuckers like de Blasio and these motherless fucks that are civilians out there that are constantly complaining about EMTs and police and shit like that and everything else. Like, oh, the union or fucking, oh, police are fucking brutalizing people. They call 911 and expect to be serviced immediately, and if they don't get perfect customer service out of it,
yeah,
like, these are the people that you want to see on the worst day of your life. because they're going to stop bad shit from happening, or they're going to fucking help you once the bad shit has happened, and you treat them like this. You are a piece of fucking human garbage.
Well, he's not going to be president. That's for goddamn sure.
No.
So de Blasio's out of there. Next up, dude, we got a Ito. We get an ad for Ito, Dan.
I think Jared needs one of these for that house.
You
actually
do need one. If you get a big house like Jared, Jared's got a nice big house. It's
Ooh, Jared, you have a big house.
Just a couple of those square feet.
Yeah. Look, this new sponsor only for this week, which is rad, I think, because they were like, hey man, we're trying to get this out there, jam it out into the interwebs. This is eero.com/drinking bros. That's eero.com/drinking bros. This is one of those internet systems that you plug in, where it's like you plug it right into the modem, and then it's got these little Glade plugins that go all around your house, so that way the signal.
I have this.
Yeah. Oh, you've got Eero. Yeah. Dude, I do not have Eero.
I have two sets of it.
Are you fucking serious, dude?
I had to get fucking six of them.
No Did way.
You, so you got two sets. You got it yeah, on you, it 2G comes,
oh, because your
5G?
House is so big. Yeah.
It comes in two sets of three. Oh, go grab it. Go grab it out of the fucking wall. Dude, so we have it now at our house. Dan does not.
I don't need it. No, you don't need it. I've got a two. I mean, it's.
We have a two-story house.
I've got a two-bedroom, single-story apartment, so it's cool.
So it helps with speed, range, all that shit. Like,
it's simple, man.
Yeah, if you're trying to watch Netflix and you know, your kids are up in a playroom or wherever they are. Dude.
I thought I still had the box. I guess I don't have the box, but yeah, it's great.
And yeah.
It comes with an app.
Yeah, it comes with an app, and it's a 4-minute setup. It's super fucking easy.
Yeah,
and
takes really easy. I was having trouble watching Netflix in my room because the modem is directly above
me. Same with us, actually.
My room is about a quarter mile that way.
Shut up, dude.
No, we had the same problem because the modem's upstairs, and they don't give you two modems a house. We tried to buy that for ours, and they were like, no, you can't do that. The signal will interfere.
Yeah.
You need to buy something like Eero, and I was like, I didn't know what the fuck it was. They shipped it to my house. I used it. Dude, 4 minutes to set up. You download the app. Fuck, man. We got shit everywhere, dude. Netflix in every goddamn room all over the house. It was amazing.
No, it works really well.
Yeah.
I love it.
And again, you plug it into the wall, so you don't have to do anything. Super easy. Just
and you
goes
can
in
reset
outlet.
From your app, too. Like, if it's like if something's screwy, you just...
Yeah.
Yeah, if Ross can handle it.
I know, and I'm not a tech
anyone
guy.
Anyone
I'm not
can.
A tech guy.
Can literally handle
I'm not a tech guy.
I'm not a tech
that's
guy.
Like,
I'm not a tech
he
guy.
He doesn't believe in tech.
That's
really.
Like that's like Wesley Snipes saying he's not Irish.
I mean, well. Literally fucking Ross wouldn't know how to start a push to start car if there wasn't a key.
Well, you definitely push something. You can push your fucking computer keys and go to eero.com, eero.com/drinkingbros. Today, use the promo code Drinking Bros, and this thing is $99, and they'll give you free overnight shipping. Mm. So it'll be at your house tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Big fan of those guys. Also a big fan of this next story. The Joker is now the most successful R-rated movie in history. I read this yesterday. It's sitting right above $900 million on a $55 million budget, and they refuse to cut anything for China.
They didn't do shit, dude. So here's what I wonder. One is how many points on the back end did Joaquin Phoenix have?
Oh, you know who had the most was Todd Phillips, the director.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He did this on The Hangover as well.
Yep.
I would think Joaquin just thing. Got
wait,
his
so,
quote, right?
So wait, no. Roll back. You saying China wanted things cut out and they said no, fuck
this
it.
Movie's not correct. For China. They don't. So, one, they only want superhero and action movies anyways.
Yeah.
But that's not what this is. This is like an introspective.
Yes. Drama. Like, there's no CGI. There's no. Have you seen this yet, Jared?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic. He's going to win the Oscar for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And there's no CGI. There's no. It's like watching a two-hour psychological drama. Mm. And it's amazing front to back. So, what Todd Phillips does is for movies like The Joker, movies like The Hangover. He wants the actors he wants, and he wants to make the movies he wants. The studios aren't amped about that, so they're like, look, you cut your budget down. We'll let you cast whoever you want. And I think he got 30% of the back end of The Hangover. And
if
then,
he got 30% of the back end of this.
Oh, boy.
He's donezo.
$55 million, dude, to do a superhero, or, you know,
yeah,
quote-unquote a superhero
it's not
movie.
Really,
but
yeah.
It's not really one.
I haven't seen it yet. It doesn't seem like, I mean, it's the locations that would cost the most probably, right?
Well, it's also perfect storm in the marketing world. This came out on the fucking, the end of summer. There was nothing competing with it.
Right.
Like,
Everybody is still compelled by the story, but they don't have to deal with the fatigue from superhero movies either.
Yes.
Because it was definitely marketed as, this is not a superhero movie. It is a story about man. So I think that probably
really
helps
not.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between this and all the, because there have been tons of great R-rated movies over time.
Yes.
Why this one? Why did this one hit so hard?
This one hit so hard for two.
Generation?
Yes. For two reasons, right? The generation that we're living in, there was a bunch of articles about this, that there was a bunch of sad, lonely, pissed off kids, and they were, this was the first time that I was frisked at a movie, so were you. They checked your bag. There was cops at almost every single theater across the nation because they were worried somebody was going to shoot it up, which didn't happen, thankfully. But it is this generation where you feel lonely.
Shout out to the
first
responders for keeping that from happening, by
the
way.
Yeah, exactly. I was adding, too, like you have multi-generations that have lived on this story of Batman.
Right. Yeah.
So you're 50-year-old to your 20-year-old. Right now,
shit, teenagers, but
yeah,
at this point,
but a 20 to 50 age demographic that all has their own money that can go see a movie, they all know this name. They know they never got the story behind it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You've seen how many, you know, the Dark Knight had the Joker. You had all the Batmans that were remade with Tim Burton and all this shit. So it's like you know exactly who this character is. You have no clue how the fuck he came about.
But your thing with the generational thing was that there's millennials are fucking mopey, sad people.
Exactly. And I think this was the superhero, quote unquote, that they were waiting for, where you're not busting through a wall. You're not doing anything else except for sitting in your house, wishing you were someone else, trying to get out. And that's essentially what the story of this movie is about. And look, to have a movie make this much money, you've got to have that key demographic go and see it. Otherwise, look, you need a PG movie or a G movie for something like this. Then you also need the right actor and director who have the creative control to do whatever they want. Because if you put a shitty actor in this, and we've seen it, this movie fails.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Joaquin Phoenix, it's easy to say this because his results have been good, but he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that cares about the results so much.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Like he that stupid shit he did where he pretended to be a fucking rapper for a while.
Yeah.
He just did it because
he obviously did not care about making money on that.
No.
And her, even, although it did well.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like that. That's a prestige movie, but not a money movie.
No, not at all.
He doesn't usually do money movies. But
for a movie like her, you probably make $1 million, $2 million for somebody like him. Maybe as an actor.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, I mean, shit, he could have sold out years ago and just hasn't.
After Gladiator, if he had just started doing movies where he was a main powerful villain in action movies, he would have been making $20 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he decided not to do that. And as weird as he is, I mean, you got to appreciate that, right? Because it's people like him that are fighting back against the, I don't know what you would call it, the Chinafication of fucking Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't even go to award shows. He doesn't do any press. He's like the last of a dying breed where they're old school where they just like do the movie, do the work,
yep,
and get the fuck out of the way,
out of there, and then want to go home. He didn't even want to do a table read for the movie to start with, and he was forced into it by De Niro, and I was surprised because I thought De Niro would have a much larger role to demand a table read out of Joaquin Phoenix, because if you watch it, it's a one-man show.
It's also Bobby D, though.
Fucking
so,
thing.
Look, if Bobby D says do this, you do it.
It is.
Not really. He's not even a fucking jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah, these days, for sure.
He's turned into a fucking retard.
He really has.
Well, if you're isolated in your bubble that long, everybody turns into a retard.
He'll be in two Oscar-nominated movies this year. Mark my words. The Irishman as well, and then this.
Yeah. But I actually think the compelling part of this is not actually mopey millennials. I think it's elder millennials that are angry at like all the stories we just talked about and like how angry that makes us. That's how this guy felt.
Yeah,
and
but
he fights
back. The
thing
is like, what is this going to change? It's like the populace just proved the concept. But is Hollywood going to follow?
No.
Fuck no.
You're absolutely right. This is Old Town Road. It is a once-in-a-lifetime hit.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think it could be something, right? Because if you can make... Hollywood's about money over everything
else.
Yeah,
but if in that case, you've got two stellar case studies here. Deadpool and Joker. That proved, hey, adults want to fucking go to the movies.
Yeah, you just got to put out the right type of product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they won't because it's too big of a risk. And in the case of Deadpool in particular, that's Fox. Disney just bought Fox. So they're going to make probably one or two more Deadpools, and then that'll be all of Deadpool. Like, they'll be all done with that. Disney wants no part of R-rated movies, in particular with their app about to drop, November 1st, the Disney Plus app. You can't put Deadpool on there because then kids are going to see that shit. Yeah. So that's why I say this movie is one in a million. And congratulations that they got it made and got it accomplished. But it took Todd Phillips and it took a performance like Joaquin Phoenix. Otherwise, let's face it, it's probably a Hemsworth and, the fucking director of goddamn Ghostbusters, the female reboot.
What happened with Hemsworth, by the way?
They're still doing shit. You know, he's doing the biopic for Hulk Hogan. For Netflix.
He's playing Hulk Hogan?
Ironically, you know who's producing is Todd Phillips.
Why Hemsworth?
Blonde, you know.
He's
got to go on some Windstraw and some D-ball, dude.
He's got to get, 6 inches taller, maybe?
Yeah. Look, Hulk Hogan's a big dude. So Hemsworth's about 6'3", but yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
There's no 6'8 dudes rolling around Hollywood anymore.
Vince Vaughn,
yeah.
Well, he's not gonna.
I would rather see that too. That would be awesome.
Could you imagine Vince Vaughn awesome. Hulk Hogan?
Oh my god!
We're gonna fight. Are we gonna roll around in the cage? Is that what we're gonna do?
Leg drop.
Yeah.
Is that what we're gonna do?
There it is. Your money, baby. Let's get to the next one. Raycon.com/drinkingbros. Headphones, Jabes, you've been wearing them all weekend. How you've been wearing those all week? The brand new ones. What were those? The 25s?
Yeah, so we got the new model. And
yeah,
it's
we'll bring them into the office.
Sweet dude.
So Jesse runs every day. You run like fucking 5-10 miles.
What are you running from?
The scale. But
So with the Raycons.
The newer model is pretty fucking awesome for like
long distance
hardcore
runs.
Hardcore working out.
Wireless. They last 5 hours if you charge them in that box. Those are the best in the biz, man. We've seen them, Dan, and you and I, we travel everywhere.
We do.
Everybody's wearing these goddamn things in airports. We didn't know it was them until we reached out, and boom. Now they're on the show.
Ray J.
Yeah. So go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. These are affordable headphones, best wireless in the business. You get 15% off and knocks them down in like $55.
Yep.
And they come with a bunch of those ear hole things. Mm-hmm. That way, in case you're a disgusting human, you can swap those out.
Yep.
Buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. Next up, smart drugs are now being used in an unprecedented level, and there's no sign it will slow down. What kind of drugs are these, Dan?
So there's a drug called modafinil that people have been using for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was originally like a sleep apnea drug that would deaden you. It makes you sleep no matter what.
I want that.
Right?
It's like a
Bill Cosby style drug.
There you
drug.
Go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. we need Cosby sleep.
It was developed for
newborn.
People. Yeah. No, give it to the newborn and he'll shut the fuck up.
Well,
right?
Or give it to us.
Oh,
there you
bad.
Go.
Jesus, Dan.
Oh, my bad. Don't kill the baby.
Yeah. It won't kill him. It'll just put him to sleep. Anyways, so it's meant to regulate your sleep in a very fucking precise way. So people that are on shift work, pilots, for example, mm-hmm. airline pilots who have to sleep a certain amount of time, like you're required... Jared, you may know more about this than me, but you can only fly a certain...
It's called crew rest. Yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that is, Jared.
It's just you have required downtime.
How much is it?
Can't be. 8 hours sometimes, pretty much.
Yeah, it's like... I think it's double whatever you've flown the previous day or something you have to have down. Like, you can't fly for 10 hours, then go sleep for 8 and come back and fly 10 hours again.
Can't do a clopin.
Yeah. What?
A clopin?
Klonopin? What?
A clopen in the service industry when you do the night
close to open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
A clopen.
No, you can't. You definitely can't do that. So people in using.
Can't do what? Can you say it?
No.
Say the word clopen.
I refuse to say that
Can you
word.
Say the word clopen?
Just say clopen really
say clopen.
Quick.
Just say clopen, Dan.
Just say clopen. Dan, if you say clopen, then we can just like move on and we can just like be done with it. Just say clopen one time.
Yeah.
At what point in my life have I ever been susceptible to peer pressure?
All right, this headline's
fine, finish
boring.
It.
Next.
at any rate, so between...
But I want this stuff.
Between... Well, that's just one example. So
okay.
Well, no, because I know what you're talking about, because Joe Rogan talks about this shit all the time.
Alpha Brain, yeah. That's so, the one he's always talking about.
I've used it, dude. You've had Aubrey Marcus.
He loves
actually,
it.
You've been on his
Alpha
show.
Brain. Aubrey yes. Marcus yeah. uses Alpha Brain and nicotine gum. That's his combination.
I wouldn't recommend the nicotine Ooh. Gum. But
he says yeah, it fucking
why?
Gives him like so much energy.
Yeah,
shit.
It's Matt got, takes it's, that shit all the time.
Like Matt didn't smoke or dip or anything. He just started using nicotine gum for those benefits specifically.
Yikes! Look, it's a lot. You get real hopped up on that shit. I've taken his Alpha Brain though.
Yeah,
and again, they're not a sponsor or anything, but I am laser fucking focused
yeah.
for the day. But I have to make sure that it is. Hey man, I got 6 to 8 hours in front of me and nothing
yeah,
else
oh, yeah,
behind
yeah.
me because
yep, yep.
man.
So this is a study from 2015 to 2017. The use of quote unquote pharmacological cognitive enhancement drugs jumped from 5% to 23% of the population in the UK. So a quarter of the population in the UK are using one of these quote unquote pharmacological cognitive enhancement drugs.
Yep,
and I'm all about it, man. Look, I think everybody should be on fucking testosterone replacement. As soon as your fucking T levels drop below like 500, get back on that shit. It makes you a better human being.
Yeah.
It makes you nicer. You're in better shape. All your shit works better. You should be taking CBD because it promotes homeostasis. There's all kinds of stuff that you should absolutely be taking. Why would you not take it? Why would you not?
Yeah.
Why would you
why
not
do we have
take
the
something?
Science if we're not using it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
why not
we're the
take
idiots
something?
That invented this method that said somebody else can tell us when and where we can use shit.
Yeah.
In Egypt, you can walk into a fucking pharmacy and buy anything you want.
Well,
really?
Yo, yeah. You can still buy D-ball yeah. and anywhere you want in Egypt,
man.
Which is
any
part
pharmacy in Egypt, they have everything.
Yeah.
Like anything that you want. It's just on the shelf.
No
it's
shit.
Not some asshole like, "Ah, we'll see if you need this." Like, fuck you.
That's crazy, man. That is crazy.
Fuck pharmacists.
People in Silicon
Valley. Seriously, fuck all pharmacists.
People in Silicon Valley and the military have been
Jared,
doing
calm
this
down.
For
years. They're fucking fake, Jesse. Pharmacists
fuck
are fucking
pharmacists,
full of shit.
They're fake.
People
don't know fucking anything.
What even is science?
Yeah, what even is pharmacy?
What even is
yeah.
pharmacy,
yeah.
dude? Yeah.
Fucking define space. Fuck pharmacists.
Exactly.
Seriously,
people,
you're bullshit.
People in Silicon Valley and the military have been using this for years. First of all, if you're on a fucking SF or team or a SEAL team out there and your fucking medic isn't giving you fucking testosterone, then I don't believe you, honestly.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. And two, if you read the book Stealing Fire, it's a great book, by the way. It yeah. talks about how Sergey Brin and his partner took, what's his name, Larry Craig, out into they took him to Burning Man to do fucking mushrooms and acid and shit. That was his interview to become the head of Google. Like,
really?
Because people in Silicon Valley since the 80s have been using psychotropic drugs to enhance their fucking mental performance.
Yeah,
and
there's a big thing.
And
like,
open their mind.
Yeah, exactly. Like
against pharmacists.
Elon Musk and all those guys, everybody says that they're always microdosing on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 Makes sense. By the way, that CBD shit, dude, I don't know if they're on today, but Killcliff, dude, killcliffcbd.com. Everybody's buying the shit out of that.
There's two new flavors coming out, by the way. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I want you to be surprised, but two new flavors are coming out very soon.
Wow. I'm amped for it. Go to killcliffcbd.com. Fuck, man. Promo code Drinker Bros. 20% off, free shipping. It's like $4 a can. I drink this shit every night, dude.
I do every night, yeah. Every single night.
I have a can every single night. I don't know what they did.
I have a couple cans of White Claw.
Do you? Oh, there it is. Jared, have you had this yet? This is the craziest shit of all
but
time.
They don't. It doesn't get shipped to me. It goes to your guys' fucking office.
No,
you like all the headphones.
Go
calm
on.
Down.
All you have to do is go on there, dude.
I am, however, attending Killcliff's big fundraiser nonprofit thing in Nashville next month. So I'm excited for that.
That's awesome.
What's the date for that?
The 17th or 18th. or 19th. One of those. Hang on.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus.
Nah, it's one of those days.
Good for you, Jared.
I'm going to be leaving you guys and then headed there.
Wait, when is he coming here?
Very soon.
13th.
It's 19th. Tuesday, November 19th, the Tomahawk Gala.
Oh, nice.
Ah. They having Tomahawk steaks?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm hungry right now.
Are they having real Indians there?
Yes, Jesse. I will be there for 2 weeks.
Yes.
What?
In Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah. And I'm leaving my car at your house.
He brought us.
Why?
He brought a sleeping bag, and he's going to sleep in the room with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys.
At the foot of the bed. Foot of the bed. That's what happens.
Or you could just put a GP medium
Nobody
tent in your backyard.
Nobody fucking told me about this.
Well, well it's happening now. It's, so.
It's Jared.
It's just me and Jesse sleeping in the tent in the yard.
Sleepover. That'd be fun.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
That would be.
You know what? Actually, that brings up an idea. Yes, we should do a host camping trip.
Oh, fuck,
and
dude.
Film it for the weekend. That's a Christmas special.
Could you imagine?
Oh, God.
That would imagine? Be funny.
I
we
love
hire a two-person camera crew, like, and then the four of us, you know, Dan and I get a plus one.
We well, get to go see obviously.
Sure, obviously.
Or Dan and I can share a plus one.
Wow. Because that's now become a thing.
Wow.
Well, look, we can I don't want to be limited to just a plus one, though. Is that possible to get a plus six?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's America, dude. Good.
Yeah,
it's
I could do a plus two.
Yeah,
why not? Why not?
Dude, the host camping trip. That's fucking
oh,
fun.
God. God. Yeah.
Sounds like my worst nightmare.
Exactly.
Oh, you would have fun.
It sounds like this murder probe, after 39 bodies were found in a truck container in southeast England. Truck apparently came from Belgium. Look, if you're going to murder people, I heard Belgium's a great place to do it.
Well, the truck was registered in Bulgaria. Then it left port in Belgium and showed up down here in a Waterglade Industrial Park in England. And there's just like 39 fucking corpses in the back.
I read this, and they don't know why or how or what.
No, they arrested some 25-year-old Irish guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Serial killer?
I don't know.
Was he bored?
That's not really a serial. That's just a mass murderer at that point. Serial killer is somebody that picks out people based on certain traits and shit like that. I don't want to get too semantic about it. But at any rate, I just want to go on record that I've not been to any of these countries anytime recently. I had nothing to do with this.
Uh-huh.
I just want to put that out there.
Sure.
Because anytime a bunch of dead people show up, everybody's like, oh, no, fucking Dan was involved. No.
Yeah, but there was like 2 weeks ago, you were just non-reachable
about
5 days.
No, no, no. Nope.
Yeah, nope. You were.
Yeah,
you were,
where were
yes,
you?
He was.
You were not here. Yes, you were.
I
you
was.
You were not there.
You.
You didn't
sick.
Answer your phone.
Yeah, you said he was sick.
My phone was and getting,
not working,
it was getting
apparently.
Repaired.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting repaired.
Lost it.
Yeah.
My
that's
friend
what he
had
says
it.
When he updates
screen
his
cracked.
iOS.
Something.
Oh man, I was updating my iOS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must
have been
iOS. Tried to call you.
I hadn't
I was
done
updating
an update
iOS.
In a really long time. Yeah. So they did all the updates at once. It took a week.
Yeah.
I've been trying that lately. Just giving people answers that don't make sense to see if they actually like. Play them out.
Mm.
Like, oh wait, but
hey man, I've been trying to call you. Yeah, dude, I was updating my iOS.
Yeah, my cat like,
but wait.
My cat has gallstones.
Did that work?
So
no.
Yeah.
No.
It's been a busy day. It's been a busy
I didn't
week,
kill any of these
you know?
People, god damn it.
Okay, Dan, you look like you're from Ireland.
I don't know. I
yeah,
just like
you got a little rosy cheeks, you're very Irish features.
It's sort of like prove it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you can't. What can be
prove
asserted
it.
With no evidence it's, can be dismissed with no evidence.
It's
Hitchens
sort of like,
razor. Get
yeah,
fucked.
Yeah, no.
Sort of like prove it.
All right.
Or it can be
what's
Occam's
one?
Razor
prove
where
it. Going
the one that makes the
Snowden?
Most sense is sitting right here.
Yeah.
If I was going to murder a bunch Rogan of people, yesterday. I wouldn't put them in the back of a truck and leave them in an industrial park.
Well,
they would be hanging in my closet with all the rest of the dead bodies.
Wearing
all, right.
all your clothes.
Moving on.
We're moving
on. That's an American
Snowden.
Psycho reference.
Snowden
come
did
on.
Rogan.
Yes, Snowden did Rogan yesterday. That's the last one.
You like Huey yeah. Lewis in the news?
So here's the thing. I talked about this on Ross Patterson Revolution a little bit where I was like, hey, man, I just – because it was breaking while we were recording. And I was like, I'm going to go home and watch this. I went home and watched it last night. He's not that interesting of a dude.
No, he's boring.
boring.
Very, very.
And very self-important.
Snowden, yeah.
He's like the WikiLeaks guy. What's his name?
Yes.
Oh, Assange.
I mean, I got kind of bored. Like, after you started talking about Rogan's logo and shit like that.
I did too.
I know. And that was like 5 minutes in, Jared,
by
the way.
I don't hate him. Like, he didn't put anybody in real danger. He just was like, hey, we're doing some shit that ain't legal, guys.
I'm absolutely not fine with what he did, necessarily. But I understand it, and I don't think he's like anything like what's that girl's name? Chelsea something?
Bradley Manning.
Oh, Bradley. I don't call him. I don't recognize that. Bradley
Manning.
Manning put out information that had real time troop locations, including ours, by the way. It had our entire MTO for when we were deployed. Like, MTO was like our fucking personnel roster.
Yeah, it connected call signs to strikes. Yeah. It did all kinds of
all
shit.
All sorts of shit. But all this guy did, I mean, look. I think that the U.S. government should be able to operate with impunity in some ways, as long as it's foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have any problem with us spying on everybody, including heads of state. I don't have a problem with us killing heads of state if they fuck up. That's fine. When you turn it inward and start spying on your own people, that becomes problematic. And the reason is because of people like Lindsey Graham that sit on chairmanships of these big committees.
Lindsey Graham. I almost forgot.
They'll use, I'm not even kidding, they'll use stuff like that for their political benefit. What's his nuts? The FBI director. J. Edgar Hoover.
No.
J. Edgar Hoover did that shit for years. The reason that he stayed as the FBI director forever is because he had dirt on every motherfucker in Washington. That's the only way he stayed in power, because everybody wanted him gone.
Everybody, yeah. Yeah. Man, to me, this guy is a guy who did something. You know, they made a Hollywood movie about him, right? And then for years, he's just kind of reveled in this, Snowden, he's such a mysterious character. Mm. To me, when he went on Rogan, and again, I watched it.
He's exposed.
Yes.
As a boring cunt.
Yeah. Exactly.
Shut the fuck up,
Let's see what that view count is up to now.
Yeah, no one cares.
It was at
700,000 views, though, like an hour after he fucking...
It was at 3 million last night when I watched it.
I mean, look, Rogan has 6 million fucking subscribers, so obviously it was that high. It should be.
Every
but
one of them goes that.
But
yeah.
it was 4.4 trending for a long time. Now. Yeah.
4.4 million now.
Yeah. It was trending all day yesterday. Everybody was talking about it. It's one of those things, though, man. Once you start watching it, you're like, fuck, this guy is just kind of fucking boring. So either way.
Well, enjoy
you
Russia, bitch.
Yeah. Is that where he's at?
Yeah.
It
Moscow.
Is.
So here's what the point of this whole article was that he said that he looked through everything he could find on these databases and couldn't find any evidence that we've ever been contacted by aliens.
Blammo.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Hey, I mean, that's the most hard piece of evidence I've ever been.
Yeah.
Right?
He also said that there are no...
That dork patrol would have found it, too.
He also said that there are no chemtrails and that we definitely landed on the moon.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Alex Jones told me we ain't landed on the moon, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Exactly.
I get all my news.
Well,
from Alex Jones.
Here's the thing, though. If there's a conspiracy theory, theory and he says, no, we actually did that and there's no conspiracy.
Yeah.
And
no, we like, absolutely did that.
Yeah, yeah, we landed.
It was the missions before that. You got to be, there was many of them. Yeah. We didn't think they were coming home.
Now, that's what I want to do a Christmas special
Nailed
with.
It.
I want to do a Christmas special with Alex Jones, all of us in Santa suits down there.
Oh, God.
Chopping it up, talking about the ghosts of Christmas past and really fucking bringing everything
Should I get my
out.
Beard frosted for that?
Right. That'd be great.
Or should I play young Santa and you play Grandpa since you're like decades
I'm going to play Tim Allen.
You should, actually. That'd be great.
I should.
You look like Tim Allen.
You actually look like Al Borland, the neighbor.
I don't look like Al Borland.
Yes, you do.
Somebody Photoshop Jared in an Al Borland
fucking
costume.
You.
Yeah. That you're very
and,
Al
hey,
Borland.
While you're Photoshopping me in an Al Borland costume, please DM Ross on Instagram, St. James, St. James, pictures of your feet.
Really? Why pictures of feet, by the way?
Just wait. You'll see.
Okay. I don't have a thing against feet, by the way. I don't have like a weird, creepy thing.
Oh,
against.
Well, I know.
When you
I
get
think
a few
told
hundred
me.
Pictures of feet. Now, Charlie did this to me on Snapchat the other day.
Was it disgusting?
Snapchat followers.
Yeah.
He just goes, hey, DM my buddy JT pictures of your feet. And I was just flooded. It was disgusting.
Feet are gross.
Yeah, I don't mind them.
I don't understand the girl jerking the dude off with her feet. What's the, like, there's no way that.
Power struggle.
It can't feel as good as a hand or a mouth.
I know, but it's different. Yeah. We're all fucking bored.
Yeah. Well, did you see that guy in Target that was fucking a goddamn stuffed animal the other day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did so I get it. You know?
I got it, bro. Finish. Did I he get finish it. To completion?
I don't know. I hope so.
I don't know.
So do I. So do I.
Is it considered a cream pie if you fucking come inside of a stuffed animal?
That's true. Oh, we are. Okay. Probably. We all. But you're right, Jared. We all are bored, and everybody's doing fucked up things.
Just do it at your house, though.
Fucking dumb.
Get a fucking fleshlight sewn into the ass of one of those stuffed animals.
No, dude. That's become part of it now. But that's become part of it. Like, you want to get caught fucking at Walmart. Yeah,
I can count my own pills. I don't need pharmacists.
Jesus Christ.
We should ban pharmacists.
Jared,
what even is pharmacology?
We have not been listening to you.
Pharmacology is fake?
Is fake?
By the way, it's fuck Lindsey Graham. Fake. Right up his fucking
fuck
ass.
Fuck Lindsey Graham.
Fuck Lindsey Graham. Lifelong bachelor, no kids.
Well, you know what that means.
Draw your own conclusion.
He loves pussy.
Call Lindsey Graham. Get on the phone. Leave him a fucking message. Find his email. We'll try to get Tim Kennedy on the show to chat about it. Top with Stacey. Do we have the weather?
Alabama. Guess I'm keeping the baby.
Thank you, Stacey. Jared, you'll be
with
Stacey.
By the way, you might
want to
check her Instagram. Yeah, you might want to check her Instagram. She just posted a doozy a second ago.
Oh,
get on there, Danny.
Is she on? Is she at Topless Stacey? She should be now.
No. She has a different Instagram. I don't know. It's her real name. You know?
She just got back from the Caribbean, though, and she took a bunch of great pictures down there.
You bet she did.
Yeah, she did.
You bet she did. Jared's going to have a little friend in town, and that'll be a nice thing. Maybe we can get her in studio, and then you guys together can chat about your
relationship. Are you really coming to North Carolina?
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, buckle up. Buckle up, kids.
I actually had 4 cases of Tito's already shipped to the beach house.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, and then I hired my own driver that's just going to drive me back and forth from to your house.
Yeah,
at like
very
weird
hours.
Weird hours. All right, man. Well, fuck you.
Listen, I have to hand deliver your Christmas gift this year, Jesse.
Oh my gosh, I think you told me about it. I still have. Did you?
I mean, it's Breakfast Club on Laserdisc.
Oh,
I thought
you were talking about the coffee table book.
Yeah, you told me about it. Okay.
Oh, the coffee table book. We also still have two posters we need to do something.
Correct. Yep.
I think I was hearing about the poster. It was on the cruise. We were all sober. Whatever.
Yeah.
Jesse. It was a good one, though.
It was a good one.
And it was going to be on Ross.
Yeah, it was going to be on me. I know that much. All you guys kept talking about it, so
you're gonna find out. You're gonna shit your lungs out of your body when you see it.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's how you're gonna laugh so hard you'll die.
I just don't know how. I don't know how we're gonna do it. Like, how do we debut this? Do we put it on the side of a building?
I think
we'll have a meeting. We'll have a meeting first when you get here.
We can make it a mural on the side of our studio.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what this is.
Let's look into that.
Yeah, right. For real.
Look, we got brand new studios down here.
We may go to jail.
If we can get a 16-foot print.
We have plenty of wall space in here. We could put it up on the wall inside this building for sure.
Yeah.
Like, there's no question.
We got a new studio. It's big. So we get a big one down here.
We do have a big one down here.
Yeah, we do. I hope it's like Pontius. Party Boy from Jackass over at their offices. Yeah. When you walked in, it was a buck naked, I mean full 6 feet tall portrait of him with his dick out, dick and balls out. So if it's anything like that, I'm in.
It's worse.
Okay.
It's much worse. Way worse. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Taylor, Jesse Wiseman, I am Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everybody.